So the first question, where can students find information on scholarships, like where to get them or how to apply for them?
Okay, so it's usually here in the Career Center. We have a scholarship bulletin that gets put together it gets updated every couple of weeks, and so students can come and pick up the actual bulletin, but it's also posted online. And most of the scholarships has a link to just go online and do the application there. Some of them will have an actual hard copy application that students would pick up here in the Career Center, and actually next door in the computer lab side.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then what scholarship is the most common one that seniors will apply for?
Well, one that already passed is the big one, which was called the Ventura County Community Foundation Scholarship Program. And so it's just for Ventura County students, and it was a consortium of about, was over 50, 50 or 80 different scholarships, but they did one application for it, and then it would match them to the ones that they met the criteria for. Okay. The deadline for that was already January 28th. Okay. But there's going to continue to be local scholarships that our students will have great opportunities for, like the Ventura High School PTSA. You know, there's a Ventura High School alumni scholarship, so they continue on all the way till June.
Okay. So. And then what are the requirements for those scholarships? Like, are they based off of grades or...?
They're all a little bit different. So we have, many of them are... It depends on the scholarship. So many of them are really specific towards a certain major, or if they're going to a two-year school versus a four-year school. But they... For the most part, all have in common, they're looking at GPAs, they're looking at service. Service is the big thing, because a lot of these organizations that are giving money, they're service organizations themselves. So they're like Women's Auxiliary Club or something. So they're like a service club. So they want to give their money to students who are engaged in service, here locally, either at the school or in our community. So those are the big ones.
Okay. And then what types of scholarships are offered to seniors, if you had to categorize them?
I'm not sure if I understand the question.
What types of scholarships are offered?
So there's different types. I think you're talking within just scholarships, but there's also, there's financial aid and there's also grants, and those are different things.
Yeah.
But so scholarships are always, competitive. And there are some that are athletic scholarships. There's some that, again, are just merit-based. And there's some that are just focused on the service. There's scholarships that are coming directly from the university that the student's going to attend that they can apply to specifically. So they know that once they've committed to a school, then they will tap into the scholarships that they offer. So there are a lot of different types of scholarships. I don't know if there's, a category to put them in, but
okay.
Hopefully that answers the question.
Yeah, all right.
Okay.
That's it.
That's